This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure. And I do mean it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, you know the drill, right? Can we say it together? Really, get involved, get engaged, find out what's happening. Because once you find out what's happening, we can make a change. We can make a fix. It ain't that hard. So head over to the website, joemessina.com. You'll find a live chat room there. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. There's just so much going on. Jennifer Van Laar is going to join me after the break. And she writes for Red State. A lot of great articles you can check out. And she doesn't hold any punches. Well, I'll tell you what. She's recently read a story talked about at Red State. On Fannie Willis. Now, she's accused of an improper relationship with the man hired as Trump's special prosecutor, her boyfriend. He's been paid with $650,000 in your money and my money, right, with tax money. And again, they're going to try to pawn it off. Basically saying, well, that's just them making this stuff up as they go. Right? That's they have to. They can't admit to that being actually happening. We'll talk more about that, again, on the other side of the break with Jennifer. We're back at these inconvenient facts that nobody seems to want to talk about. I love all these people on Facebook and Twitter and other places. Not that I hold that as gospel, but these people seriously keep talking about how Trump incited riot. That's good. I can do that. Now, he said on January 6th to remain peaceful and go home within hours of the riot. When he really learned what was going on, saw what was going on, he told them to go home. He didn't want them to get in any trouble. He didn't want any aggravation. He knew, and the people around him knew, these weren't MAGA people. There's just no way. He said within hours of 2020 election certification that he would step down, and he did. And I don't know what these people are thinking or not thinking. No, come on, really. Stay with me here. Is it truly at the point now where they believe that if they keep pushing the narrative, if they keep telling the story, if they keep making this happen, they're going to come out on top? Right? I mean, look at... God bless. I don't even want to go... to me, it's frightening. It's frightening that people are buying this. And they're not really thinking, they're not thinking through truly what took place, what happened. You have a situation where the Dems actually called for violence against MAGA people, against, you know, the president at the time, calling for violence. And they were, you know, again, the Dems never, it's all in the flavor, right? It's all in what they perceive to be truth or not truth. Let me see if I can find this thing. There was a, there was a piece put together by Kyle Becker. And I'm only going to play a minute of this or so, but this is the Dems calling for massive, major slash massive violence against Republicans. Take a listen. Maybe.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
You got to be ready to throw a punch. You have to be ready to throw a punch.
Donald Trump, I think you need to go back and then punch him in the face.
That I thought he should have punched him in the face.
I feel like punching him.
I'd like to take him behind the gym if I were in high school.
If we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
No, I wish we were in high school, I could take him behind the gym.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
Take him out.
Okay. When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still
sick people. They're sick people. Anybody even says anything remotely like that about Joey B, and the Secret Service is knocking on his door in 23 minutes. But remember, they're the people of peace.
I'm going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
And
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Please, get up in the face of some Congress people.
People will do what they do.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
We're going to go in there, we're going to...
So this is just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. And for those of you who are soldiers, make them pay.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
Oh, there's the infamous cackle. Right? But seriously... Listen to this. Listen to the violence involved in this. They don't seem to care. Anyway, Jennifer Van Laar. She joins me after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356.
800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Again, 5563, look, get involved, get engaged, get informed first. Please don't open your mouth unless you have a clue. I mean, seriously, it's embarrassing, especially when you say you're one of us, you're conservative or what have you. Make sure you have the information you need. Because if you have the information you need, yeah, then go for it. Go for it and make them squirm and sit there and explain the truth to them and then ask them to rebut it. They can't. They don't know what to do. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Jennifer Van Laar joins me as she does from time to time. Hopefully, we're going to try to do this every Monday if we can pull it off. She's RedState.com's deputy managing editor. And, what else are we going to discuss? Epstein, the Biden crime family, Governor Newsome. There's so much here we have to play with.
Oh, then we have Boeing and Alaska Airlines and that whole mess.
Wow. Yeah, a lot. Well, somebody's... What do you think happened with Alaska? I said somebody tried to get out because the food's really bad. I just...
Wow.
Have you done any work on that? Because I know, you know, being an aviator myself, I want to see the maintenance records first. I want to find out what went down in that light before I really start commenting on it, you know.
Well, I actually did hear on Saturday from a friend that's also in the media who has a good friend that's a flight attendant with Alaska and on the union bargaining team. And they told me, and then it did come out through the NTSB, that this plane, the exact plane, had had several depressurization alerts in the days prior to that flight. And so all Alaska Airlines said is, oh, just don't go to Hawaii on this plane, but, you know, you can fly over land. Because it's so much better when you get sucked out of a jet over land than on the ocean, right?
God. And you know what? I believe that. I truly, yeah, okay, you're okay. Just stay below so many feet, and it'll be good, because you'll still be able to breathe should something go sideways. So it's, oh, yeah, good. I feel much better now. Thank you. You know,
yeah.
Just amazing. But, okay, there's been a newscom sighting, right,
uh-huh.
with Billy Bob Clinton. And you know what? I was telling somebody the other day that I was doing a piece on a show in Texas, and I said, Newsom has a type, okay? And so does Billy Bob Clinton. And you know they're just not down there enjoying the Mexican weather, right?
Well, his wife, Newsom's wife, is with them. I haven't looked through the story enough. It's at the New York Post to see if Hillary's there. But Bill Clinton, I don't know if you watch Righteous Gemstones.
You're being funny, right? Is Hillary there?
Yeah. I don't know if you watch Righteous Gemstones, but they have a picture of Bill Clinton sitting with his legs crossed, which I don't like that look on a guy, in the back of this golf cart with his Panama hat sitting in his hand. And all I picture is John Goodman and Righteous Gemstones going to the beach. They're at a Four Seasons resort. I just quickly looked up. But if I wanted to go down there from the 10th to the 12th of this month, the premium beachfront room is $1,665 U.S. per night.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, you really think he's paying for it? I mean, come on, seriously.
No, I mean, and with Gavin, why is it that every time he goes missing, I didn't even know he was out of the state this time, but why do we find him in Mexico every time? Have you noticed that pattern?
You're not gonna nail me on that one. Yeah, I know what he's. I don't think his plane gets searched when he comes back, right? I mean,
no. He can avoid customs.
And listen, just because his wife is, I'm sorry, I apologize. Just because the first partner is with him, doesn't mean you know that he's not down there getting in trouble or doing something.
I don't know. I hear she keeps him on a pretty short leash these days. But it looks like, it says Hillary was not spotted.
She might be with, never mind. I could really go off the deep end with that.
I knew where you were going.
I guess, you know, you can have so much fun with these people. They love making fun of conservatives, but the liberals really, they just run rampant with this stuff. And they give you, there's so much fodder to play with them. You know?
Yeah, they don't even care. They don't care. They're just,
no.
Oh, and it looks like in a picture where he's in the golf cart, he's looking down at his phone, which is standard, you know.
Well, he's probably looking at the pictures he just took or the selection that he might have when he gets back to the hotel room. I'm just saying.
Or if it's pictures of himself. I mean, judging from those pictures he took in China, I think that guy is pretty in love with his own pictures.
He's looking. I mean, if there was ever an example of what somebody like Clinton, Hillary can do to a person she's married to, I mean, he looks like the life has been sucked out of him. He just got that look in his face. No blood, no nothing. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but that's
well, Clinton,
like.
Yeah, and Newsom looks like something sucked the life out of him.
Yeah.
And it's so difficult being the governor of California and ruining the state. But, I mean, I think some people are taking this meeting as a sign that he's going to, that Newsom is going to end up running for president, you know, getting all of the Clinton people behind him.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not, but, I mean, right now Bill Clinton's not the person you want to be around in public.
No, not with what's coming down. So do you believe that the Clintons have the same clout that they had 10, 15, 20 years ago, or do you think Obamas have more clout than they do at this point?
Oh, I think the the Obamas definitely have more clout. I mean, they're running the Biden show,
and yeah.
I don't think that the Clintons have much say in anything that's happening over there.
I think the calls have been to the Clintons when they say, "Hey, is this a suicide hotline? We need some help." You know, I think that's the only.
I think it's like you know, when you have someone who's kind of the senior person in your movement or at your company,
yep.
and they think they still have all this juice, and you kind of want to. You're basically telling them, you know, bless your heart. Here's your assignment that you can do that you won't screw up too bad. You don't put it that way to them. You tell them you have a really important things you need them
right.
to be in charge of. But because her tenure as Secretary of State was nothing stellar. She screwed up everything that was put in front of her, including the Russia dossier.
Yep.
So, yeah, they're just kind of keeping her, they're managing her, putting her where she can't do too much harm, but not shuffling her off so much that she gets mad.
I'm just going to say that. She feels like she's involved. She has a say and still has some power left. But you and I both know there's nothing there. There really isn't. They have nothing to offer anymore. You know?
Right.
And to your point now with Bill Clinton's... well, you know, this is nothing new, though. The Epstein papers, is there anybody that was in there you went, oh, I would have never guessed that?
I mean, I was hoping that he wouldn't be with underage girls. And I guess, to be technically correct, we don't know for sure that he was. But with the things that came out this morning, you know, seems like he was.
He likes them young.
Uh-huh. And maybe there's video that none of us want to see.
No, no kidding. I want to work on this too when we come back. Seriously, these papers that have come out, nothing was surprising to me. But why did it take so long? You know, again, who's afraid? Who took off just before the papers got dumped? We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. Jennifer Van Laar joins me after the break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. U.S. Defense Secretary is, but we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried.
The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Listen, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Guys, don't blow it. I know some of you blew Christmas big time, right? You don't have to this time. Head over to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. Mike will give you anywhere from 30 to 70% off. You know what? I'm sure she needs either new slippers. You know, your honey needs a new bathrobe. They've got guys usually don't talk about this stuff, but man, we got sheets from MyPillow. They were fantastic. I can't believe how much different they are than the other sheets we normally get. But there's towels and all. Just head over there. It's the cheapest window shopping you can do because you don't have to drive anywhere. Just pull it up on your screen. So MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, saves 30 to 70%. You will thank. What did Monk say? You'll thank me later. I promise. Anyway, always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm joined by Jennifer Van Laar. I appreciate her time with me today. She's RedState.com Deputy Managing Editor. And, God, we're talking about everything from Epstein to Biden crime family and Governor Newsom's trip to Mexico again with Billy Bob. I always call him Billy Bob Clinton. He just reminds me of a good old boy from the South, you know?
Well, yeah, absolutely. In the South, you can't be a Bill without being Billy Bob. And I can say that because I lived in North Carolina for 20 years.
My wife's from Georgia. I kind of use that to get away.
Yeah.
So, but the let's get back to the Epstein stuff for a minute. Again, you're seeing all this paperwork being released. You know, Maxwell had a great comment the other day. She said, "You know what? What's interesting about all this? I'm the only one in jail. The female is the only one in jail. Where is everybody else? What's going on with everybody else? When that man, if I was her, I would take that last minute shot and say, here are the names. Why aren't they here with me?"
Well, I mean, she doesn't want to trade places with Jeffrey Epstein, does she? She might join him, should she?
Oh, God.
Should she release those names? But I think that was the worst instance of a kill switch kind of thing. You know, Epstein allegedly had all of it was supposed to come out if he ever was killed or died, and it hasn't. So, yeah. Good job, Epstein.
Yeah. And again, back to who's carrying it? Who's pushing it out there? Who's going to go to jail over this? I mean, you got any thoughts on this at all? Because I look at this and say, this is great. There's nothing here that surprised me. What will surprise me if the current DOJ actually goes around and starts picking people up and putting them in jail?
Well, it doesn't have to just be DOJ. I read, what day? I think it was Thursday that they started coming out last week, or Wednesday. No, it was a late Wednesday night. But by Thursday, there were calls both to our authorities and to Scotland Yard over Prince Andrew, because it said in that first release that he had had orgies with numerous underage women in London and at other places. So, you know, London would obviously be in the jurisdiction of the British authorities. And, you know, if Clinton had orgies with underage girls in Britain, I can see where that could lead to some charges. I don't know that they would do it because of the politics. I'm sure the people who are lower on the rung of the social hierarchy would be more at risk. But I don't know if some of these have had all of the statute of limitations passed. I haven't done all that research, but I think that more, because it's going to keep coming out, all of the parties in the lawsuits have to file the documents that they had produced that had previously been under seal.
Right.
And we've had four releases so far, and today's had the most explosive to date, talking about Richard Branson and Clinton.
Yep.
And Prince Andrew and these romps with that the person knew were videotaped. So where is that video?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and why?
I mean, I don't want to see it, but I think authorities should.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I don't want to see already burned in my brain, you know?
Yeah, and plus there's underage victims in there. We don't want to, I mean, that heartbreaking, disgusting stuff.
Yeah, and, you know, my joke is, and it's not a joke, but all the women that were victimized by this, why aren't they being listened to? Why aren't they truly, honestly being believed? Do you know what I'm saying? And I'm not just saying that to be a jerk. They should be believed.
No, but it's true. There's at least five. I haven't even counted up how many Jane Does went forward. And they went to Palm Beach Police, and that's where the first, something that not enough people are talking about,
yep,
is this non-prosecution agreement that the DOJ struck with Epstein then because of Alan Dershowitz negotiating. It was basically the first Hunter Biden plea. Yeah, I think the fifth plea was one that Hunter Biden's was modeled off of. And that one went through. And so then he was able to keep on abusing girls for years.
Now, Dershowitz claims that he's been cleared. I haven't done the work on that at all, of any wrongdoing on his part with underage girls.
That's not how I read what I've seen. I mean, I'm open to the being wrong on what I read, but yeah. I haven't read the fourth production, but I've read everything else. And it looked like they were saying he was having sex with the underage girls, too.
You know what? People think that conservatives relish in this kind of stuff, but we don't. This is sickening. It's disgusting. I have two girls of my own. I can't even imagine them getting lured into this or pulled into this kind of lifestyle or what have you. I think that the reason I keep talking about it and pseudo make fun of it is, again, the guys are walking around free. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know what it's going to take. Like I said to you, there's going to have to be a change in the White House and the DOJ. And I hope the next guy that fills that office goes after these people with a vengeance.
They better. I mean, and the only thing that's going to make that happen is the masses knowing what these girls actually said. If you read in these documents the things that they said were done to them, I wanted to vomit last week. It really made me sick.
Yeah, it is. These people are disgusting. They've been disgusting for a long time. You know, one of the reasons I would let my kids get involved in Hollywood and they had the opportunity was I had already read these stories and my ex-wife at the time thought I was nuts talking about it. I go, no, no, they can't all be wrong. These can't all be people that are just making it up as they go. Too much of this makes sense. Too much of it comes out of two or three central places. I mean, what was it? Nickelodeon was found to be very much involved in a lot of this, you know, child porn kind of stuff and assault of these children. Just amazing.
And that they let it go and let it go. And I think Hunter's been doing the same thing. And you and I said this off of the air, that I think that the reason that Biden won't go after them is because then he knows that people have to go after Hunter too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No question about it. All right. Let's move on to one of our favorite people, Fannie Willis, and the affair that she is having with a lawyer who was paid by her. Think about this. What did he get? He got a little over $600,000, didn't he?
$654,000.
And all you have to do is be close friends with Fanny. You know, I mean.
You would have to pay me that much.
Yes, I know, right? But where do you think this is going to go? I mean, you can see what she's got going on here. Now you've got the sexual affair. You know that she's going to push at this and say, hey, this is just them making it up on the right because I'm going after Trump and I've got him and they're trying to make me look dishonest and like I'm doing something wrong. You know that this is what's going to happen here, right?
Well, I mean, I hope that some lawyers actually take it seriously when they sign a verified pleading. But the person who filed this pleading today, that attorney, said that they have learned that Fannie Willis and this guy traveled together as a couple to Napa Valley, to Florida, and the Caribbean, and that the man purchased tickets for both of them to travel on both Norwegian and Royal Caribbean cruise lines. They have hotel evidence that there were hotels that he used for personal trips with her from the funds from the same account used to receive payments under his contract with Willis.
Wow.
And so, he filed for divorce the same day that he got this contract. And apparently there's something about it in that divorce proceeding as well, but those filings are sealed.
Gee. Shocked, I tell you. Let me make sure I get this right. So she filed for divorce the same day he got the contract, right?
No, he filed for divorce.
Oh, sorry. All right.
The same day he got the contract.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Is there any bottom that these people will stop at? It's like
with
the kids and with this kind of thing, you're looking at this going, oh, my God. Nothing bothers you people. Nothing shakes you.
No, they're just completely just reprehensible human beings.
We'll be back in a minute. I'm afraid I'm going to roll off my tongue here. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. But you send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Look at people. It ain't that hard. It really isn't. You know, get involved. Get engaged. But get informed first. And there's only a couple of places that you can, you know, believe in to go get your information. You don't have to check every word that comes out of somebody's mouth. I mean this sincerely. Jennifer Van Laar joins me. She's with redstate.com. She's the deputy managing editor. And she's joining me to discuss, well, I was going to say to discuss all things Epstein, Biden, Newsom, and the bottom of the bucket somewhere. I don't even know where that is anymore. So, Jennifer, thanks for being with me. Did I push all the buttons? Did I lose her? Is she there? Jennifer?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can now. Yeah, you cut. You were gone. Anyhow, no, it's you got Newsom. Now, I've been telling people, I don't know if you reported on this, but you probably know better than I do. Newsom kind of secretly extended the life of the San Onofre nuclear power plant, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, wasn't, he did.
Wasn't a whole bunch of fanfare. I don't think they had any parties over at that, you know, dirty laundry place or whatever it was.
Dirty laundry. No, and he actually had to be, there had to be a bunch of Democrat lawmakers that had to petition him to keep it open, because if that, our nuclear power plant had gone offline as planned, we'd have even less electricity to power those electric cars.
They don't think anything through, do they? I mean, seriously, what is it going to take to charge those cars? I think last summer on a couple of hot days, they actually were begging people not to charge their cars. We've lost power several times here in my part of the world, and that's why I jokingly call us North Venezuela. You know, and it is, it's amazing how much he truly gets away with. But the Republicans have power.
Yeah, well, they don't think any of their policies through. It's just like this thing with giving illegal aliens health care. Yeah, they've been slowly expanding it, and then now it's fully operational, like this year, giving Medi-Cal to all of these people. And we already know that people can't get appointments sometimes for urgent matters within a couple of weeks or a month. I mean, for psychological things, psychiatric, or just for medical care. And so now you're going to add how many more people onto there? At what cost? $4 billion a year is what the estimate is. And we have a $68 billion budget shortfall. But what's the worst is that some of our Republicans in Sacramento are writing op-eds in the Sacramento Bee praising this program.
Oh, God, these people are so lost. Look, I serve on a school board, and it's one of the larger school districts in the state. And we were told, way back when it was in the high 20s, low 30s, billion dollars. And, don't institute any new programs. Don't be hiring any new teachers. Just hang tight. We're checking something out here. And then when it hit 68 billion, they were like, these programs we told you we were going to fund, well, we're not going to fund those anymore. COLA's going to drop from, it was supposed to be like 4%+ down to just below 1%. So hang tight some more. And then I got a call from, some of the people that we know up in Sacramento said, Joe, it's going to be closer to 100. So.
Oh my gosh.
Spend no money.
And Wednesday, Newsom's supposed to give updated numbers. Maybe that's why he was in Mexico pre-medicating.
He's going to give it for Mexico just in case. I mean, seriously.
Right.
How can you go, Jennifer, from just before Joe Biden got in? I don't know if you were probably following this. We were, $180 billion in trouble, okay, when you added everything up. And then all of a sudden Joe Biden gets in, and within, 8-9 months down the road, all of a sudden we were out of the woods somehow.
And having some major surplus. COVID money.
Then they went through and
made ongoing liabilities with one-time money, which everyone, you're in government, that's something that you do when you're creating a budget.
No, it's just to me, I wish people would put the numbers together. $180 billion in the hole. All of a sudden, we're not in the hole anymore. We're, what was it? We had a surplus of 30, then 40, and then we had a surplus of almost $100 billion. They said, we'll pay some of the debt down. Well, they didn't pay any of that down. Now we're back up. Think of how much money these people have been through in a six-year period.
Yeah, we know that, 32 billion in offshore.
Okay, you're gone again. go ahead, say something.
Yeah, I'm saying that $2 billion went offshore.
Oh. That's exciting.
There's a COVID fraud.
Yeah. Was it $31 billion in unemployment fraud through COVID?
Yes. Yep.
And wait a minute. It's not even like, those people, they don't know where it is.
We know that a lot went to international crime syndicates.
Oh, you mean Biden?
Yeah. Probably the Chinese. You have to laugh or you'll cry.
Well, when you think of the billions that we've spent, I don't care where you stand on some of these issues, but you think of the billions that we've spent overseas in Ukraine and other countries to help secure their borders, to help make it easier on them. And yet, look at what's going on here. We're throwing in California, in Los Angeles County. They're filling up these pristine hotels with homeless people who don't give a crap. They're ruining these places. And, you got veterans that are on the streets. On the streets, not getting any medical care.
Uh-huh.
Not getting the help they need, but yet illegals do. And people are going to revolt. Eventually, it's going to get worse than it is now.
That's exactly right. And we've got to have our Republicans standing up for the right thing in this and not making some kind of excuses and going along with Gavin Newsom and calling people who oppose this racist, which is essentially what Devin Mathis from the Central Valley is doing.
Yeah. they use that term to try to make us feel bad, to try to make us not want to open our mouths, but I don't think it works anymore. I don't think it has the same fear that it used to have. You know?
No, I think because enough of us have seen our own family members suffering because they're they're a veteran, they can't get the help they need, or a disabled person because there's too many illegal aliens that are being taken care of. And, you know, I feel bad. I don't want anyone to suffer, any human being. But I want our tax dollars going to our citizens first, and especially to our veterans.
Oh, totally agree with you. And, you know, to your point earlier, where are Republicans? We're so busy fighting each other and telling each other what works and what doesn't work that we're really not coming up with any solutions for anything. We're not really not taking them to the mat on the aggravation they've been causing.
Right. I mean, and right now it's in such dire straits that there's a lot of low-hanging fruit. It's like, okay, California Employment Development Department, put some freaking fraud guidelines in place. It just, there's an auditor's report that tell them simple things to do. Make them do the things that the auditor's report says. That's not difficult, I wouldn't think.
I did a story a while back, and in the last range I was talking about it, I said, we have been taxed to have water capture infrastructure since the late 70s, early 80s. And we're talking billions and billions and billions of dollars that they supposedly collected for new infrastructure. And yet, if I'm wrong, just tell me, but in the last heavy rain we had, didn't almost 80% of the water just flow out to the sea? We captured very little of it?
I don't know if that's the exact percentage, but the vast majority of the water that or the rain that falls, especially in Los Angeles, it's all designed to flow out to the ocean.
Yep. Isn't that nice? That's just great. And so now what they've had to do, I did this story last week, now what they've had to do is we're going to now use toilet water, recycle it for your tap water. Aren't you excited about that?
If they would just allow us to use that water, maybe not toilet water, but recycle our own household water to use on our plants so we can have less concrete and more plants, less fake grass, that would be awesome. But they somehow want to regulate the use of that, too.
Everything. My buddy used to be in the gray water, and he told me that it was getting so tough to get anything done, to get the permits done, to get the help that he needed. He just said, Joe, I'm done with it. It takes me way too much time to get the permits that we need to install something that should be a no-brainer.
Right. I mean, I remember reading when the drought was really bad, someone in Hollywood had set up their washing machine so that when the water, you know, after you do a load of laundry, that water that goes normally into your sewer system, they had set up something to go through a little type of filter that they, like a charcoal filter they set up, and then go into their front yard so it would water their yard. They got in trouble for that.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was ingenious and something that we should all do if we had the wherewithal. But nope, they got slapped.
It's nothing new. It's this state is just so lost. And there's a lot of our friends, my friends, that have left the state, continue to leave the state, and don't see any hope for it. And even if somebody like Newsom runs out of his time and he doesn't make it as president, who's next? Look at Bonta?
Kunalakis.
Who?
She wants to be next. Our lieutenant governor, who does nothing when she's the acting governor either.
God. All right, Jennifer, we're up against it. Tell people where they can, you know, read your stuff, get a hold of you, write to you.
At redstate.com and on Twitter at Jen Van Laar.
Yes, I love your Twitter stuff. I really do. And I love the responses you get from some people. Hey, thanks for being on with me. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
We'll look for you next week. Joe Bassini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with me in the next hour. We'll be back.